Well, while we've got you on the ear, of course, the Māori Council issue, that's popped up as well too. So we see that there is another Māori Council who has decided upon their chair. What's going on here, Matthew Kentukaki?
Oh, history repeats itself, doesn't it? I mean, this is the thing that has beset the Māori Council going back nearly two decades. Every 3 years we go to elections, and every 3 years somebody somewhere says, I'm the new chief, or I'm the chief, or, you know, this other lot, they were no good. Yeah, I think everybody knows the troubles that the Māori Council have been through. And there seems to be a common thread with a couple of individuals who have been involved with that for many years. It predates me, all that hoha and all that daru-daru, but I can say this, that the Māori Council has made a significant and strong return in the last 3 years, and long may that work continue. However, there is a group who decided to have a little hui down at a park, our own hotel down there in Wellington, nowhere near the marae, and we returned the council to the marae and to a Māori-based process over the last 3 years. And they had no quorum. They certainly didn't have all the districts present. For example, Tamaki wasn't there, Tamaki Kititonga wasn't there, Te Waipounambu, Tauranga Moana, Mātātua, Maniapoto, Taitokarau. Many districts weren't attending. It was a ill-gotten gain for those involved. And I've done the responsible thing. Me and my executive have asked the minister, the administrator of the Act, Willie Jackson, to intervene. He's done so, thankfully. Appointed a mediator, Ken Meir, very well respected, to try and mediate between the different parties. I'll call them factions, quite frankly, because I just have no tolerance of this nonsense. Hopefully everyone will be able to work themselves out. But my message to everyone on both sides is this is not how chiefs behave, and this is certainly not the behaviour our people expect of us. But all that aside, for my part, I'm just getting on with the mahi. I've got 13 whānau that I'm helping in terms of ACC claims right now. I've just had a phone call in the settlement of one case in a housing tenant in Mount Cook and Wellington. A lady and her mum who were having great difficulties with the local city council, and so on and so forth. So, you know, while all these so-called chiefs on either side are behaving like little children, all I'm doing, my friend, is getting on with the work.
Yes, it's wonderful mahi that you have done over these past few years. It's annoying and irritating for the rest of the Māori nation to have to watch from the sidelines when really all we want is to get on with the mahi, as you say. That's all we want.
That's right, and so that's why, you know, I'm not myself wanting to see this descend into madness, but I just say to everybody, look. We've got so many different things going on in New Zealand today. We still haven't come out the back of the pandemic. We have unemployment through the roof when it comes to Māori. Mental health and suicide prevention is significant. It's been amplified because of COVID-19. We have a housing crisis. We have the situation going on with Oranga Tamariki. We've got the land fights going on across the country. We've got Matahari-hari in Parnell. We've got Shelley Bay. We've got 26 different occupations around the country. We've got what's unveiling in Tokonui and the mental health system that was, in terms of Lake Alice and others through the Royal Commission. These are all the real things that are going on every single day. And I will repeat it up and down Dale. My message to all those, and I don't even call myself a leader of anything, right? All those people who are in positions of influence and the ability to do things that can move our people forward, you focus on the kaupapa and stop focusing on the Sanahoha. That's my message to them all.